Now for our East County focus, Marcus. And we have major news from Santee on the Finita Ranch development that's been controversial for decades.
This is significant, Sarah. In dual rulings issued in early June, both San Diego Superior Court and California's 4th District Court of Appeal have struck down the Finita Ranch housing development. This marks the fifth time a court has ruled against this project since it was first proposed in 1999.
27 years of legal battles, and the courts found that the city improperly attempted to avoid sending the 3,000 home plan to a public vote as required by local land use law. Environmental groups, including the Center for Biological Diversity and Preserve Wild Santee, are calling this a victory for residents concerned about wildfire risk in the area's fire-prone hillsides.
The timing is particularly relevant given the wildfire activity we discussed earlier. These groups have consistently argued that building 3,000 homes in fire-prone areas puts residents at unnecessary risk, especially with climate change making fire seasons longer and more intense.
For Santee residents who have been following this issue for decades, it raises questions about what comes next. 5 court defeats suggest there are fundamental legal issues with how this project has been proposed and approved.
Meanwhile, the city of Santee is moving forward with a different kind of controversial technology decision. They're advancing a proposal to install 6 automated license plate readers under a 1-year, $18,000 pilot agreement with the San Diego County Sheriff's Office.
The ALPR decision is generating the typical privacy versus security debate. Supporters argue these cameras will help recover stolen vehicles and assist in criminal investigations. Privacy advocates are raising concerns about data retention and information sharing with the broader countywide network.
The next regular Santee City Council meeting is scheduled for June 25th, so we should get a final decision then. $18,000 for a 1-year pilot isn't a huge financial commitment, but the precedent and privacy implications are what residents are debating.
On a much lighter note, Santee's summer programming is in full swing. The 2026 Santee Summer Concert Series kicked off June 11th with the Pistol Blonde, a country act, followed by a 250-drone patriotic aerial display.
This Thursday, June 18th, the series continues at 6:30 p.m. at Town Center Community Park East with Electric Vinyl performing classic rock. These Thursday evening concerts at 550 Park Center Drive have become a real community tradition.
The city is also hosting a patriotic mural mosaic painting community event on June 21st as part of America's 250th anniversary activities. These kinds of civic engagement events help build community connections.
Speaking of East County education, we should mention that the Grossmont Union High School District, which includes Santana High School and West Hills High School in Santee, just graduated 4,725 students at ceremonies held June 3rd and 4th. That's one of the largest graduating classes in recent years for East County.
Those graduates came from 9 comprehensive high schools, 2 charter schools, and specialized academies across the district. It's a significant economic impact when you think about 4,725 young people entering the workforce or heading to college from East County.
The contrast between the Finita Ranch legal defeats and the community celebration events really captures the ongoing tensions in Santee between development pressures and quality of life preservation. Residents clearly want amenities and community activities, but they're also willing to fight in court for decades to control how growth happens.
That's a dynamic playing out across East County communities. They want economic development and housing options, but on their terms and with appropriate safeguards.